the Slav Sisters podcast, the show that explores the realistic art of modern homemaking, all of its challenges, and all of the rewards. I'm Steph, a former Slav, YouTuber, and stay-at-home mom to three kids. With me today is my co-host and sister, Jill. Hey everyone, thanks for joining us for today's episode. I'm super excited about this episode because we put it out there to our Facebook group, Secret Slav Motivation and Accountability Group. If you're not part of it and you kind of want people to cheer you along and be supportive and non-judgmental, this is your place to be. It's awesome. It's about how many people? There's 56,000 people.
Yes, it's very big. I feel like we could almost start branching off into
little
subgroups.
It's crazy. We started this group thinking we were hoping to get like 100 people, but it's just exploded. But anyways, I put it out there saying, what do you want to hear on this podcast? And like, this was the overwhelming response. So here we are. We listened and we are doing the topic that almost everyone requested.
Yeah, I'm really excited about this. I obviously love talking about this topic. So before we get started though, let's do our weekly progress report. It's always important to celebrate the little wins, and that's what keeps us going every single week. So how about you, Jill? What was your progress this week?
Well, it's something I just did before we started recording, and I think I actually mentioned it to you because I was so excited for myself. I went and got the mail and I opened my mail.
I watched you.
This kind of goes along with the whole, if you heard a couple episodes back when I avoid things I don't enjoy doing, like financial stuff, mail goes along with that. I don't open my mail. It sits there. Maybe that's why I didn't realize I was audited for 2 years.
Yeah.
But I went and checked my mail and I opened it immediately.
And dealt with it.
And I dealt with it too.
Yeah, I'm proud of you. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Cool. So my progress report is something kind of different from cleaning, but I'm really proud of myself because this year I wanted to dedicate my year to being healthier. And so I finally got on track with an exercise and kind of a meal plan about 4 weeks ago, and I have stuck to it for 4 weeks and I have lost 9.5 pounds.
Yeah, and you're feeling really good. I mean, I don't think we're trying to be, you know, stick thin or anything. You just want to feel good.
I just want to feel really healthy, and I was starting to feel really tight in all my clothes, and so everything's going on and fitting properly again. I don't want to be like super thin. I just want to feel really good, and I want my clothes to fit again. So
yeah, fair
feeling
enough.
Very proud of myself for that.
And I feel like a lot of people would be surprised to hear that you are somewhat of a McDonald's addict.
I am.
You cannot pass by McDonald's without getting a cheeseburger.
No, we were in the car with mom a couple weeks ago, and we were like all so tired, and I was like driving by, and I was like, "Wait, can you pull over?" She's like, "Are you kidding me?" I'm like, I just really needed an iced coffee, and so then I got an iced coffee and a cheeseburger.
Yeah. I'm not surprised.
I know. I can't resist. I kind of worked it into my little meal plan, so I still have my McDonald's.
Good. Well, you don't want to quit cold turkey or binge it or something.
I might get really healthy if I quit. Okay, moving on. Okay, so today's topic, we are throwing it all the way back to the place that it started. Well, for me at least, and for this channel and for the Secret Slav, we're talking about the Fly Lady system. So let's flash back for a second to what my life looked like before I found the Fly Lady system, before the Secret Slav exists. I was like just a complete, I guess you could say, hot mess.
Yep. I would concur.
I was so disorganized. It was just, I was flustered and frazzled and just totally overwhelmed. And the worst part was that in public, my like public persona was everything is perfect and fine. But on the inside and behind the scenes and at home and what my husband and my family knew, I was completely falling apart. So I found Fly Lady through my mom, who kind of got me onto YouTube watching people clean, which I will say I was at first like really, I don't know, confused and thought it was a bit funny and silly.
Was it like kind of like an intervention she had on
you? It was a bit. Well, it was an intervention because she came home from a holiday, a big holiday, and I think her plane had landed like for 5 minutes, and I phoned her. I was like, "Can you come here? I need help."
No.
And so she came and was like, "You need a system." And so she gets me on watching these YouTube videos. So Diane in Denmark and Fly Lady with Cat.
How Jen does it.
Yeah. And so I chose Fly Lady for my system because it was literally the first thing I saw. It's like when a person is drowning in a river, you will grab any rope and try and climb ashore. It was kind of cool though, because I'm here today and I'm here because, let's be honest, that system really worked really well for me.
Yeah, I remember when you kind of started getting into it and you started turning a corner in your life, just kind of getting things in order and taking small steps. And I think we're both guilty of having those moments where we want to get something done and just doing so much in one day and then burning out. And this is kind of a different kind of system where you're taking it bit by bit.
Bit by bit, yeah. And it was definitely an eye-opener for me. This is something that definitely could have been helpful for me earlier in my life, but it was once I had kids and life really gets that overwhelming kind of busy feeling to it, that it really honestly saved me. And in fact, videos about the Fly Lady system, either when I explain it or show my routines carrying out, or are some of the most popular on my whole YouTube channel. Like, I've even customized my own 21-day baby steps to help people adopt the Fly Lady system in kind of a really gentle and efficient way that worked for me. You know, really what I'm always sharing is just what worked for me and hoping that maybe a little bit of that will work for someone else.
I mean, you're totally right. All of your videos about the Fly Lady system are really popular, partially I think because it's a little bit confusing for some people and they're always kind of looking for more information. And also, you know, if people have kind of heard a little bit about it and they're wanting to get started, they're looking for more and you kind of give that realistic approach. But I mean, you introduced me to the system along with tons of other people. And I think what I like best about your approach is the fact that you really encourage people to pick and choose what they like and what works from the system for them. I mean, it's not a one size fits all type of thing.
Oh yeah. Like, it really works best if you leave the extra stuff behind, which is why I'm kind of excited to do this podcast because, you know, I think people often think that I'm this torch for the Fly Lady system. And I am in a lot of ways. It really is an amazing system. But at the same time, there's a lot of it that doesn't work for me. And I always try to reinforce that, like, not every system is going to work for everyone to the letter, right? We all have different lives. We all have different systems. We all have different needs. We all have different people living in our homes. So we have to customize everything. And that's kind of the point we always try to drive home. Like, this has to work for you. And if it's not working for you, then it's not working. It's not for you.
Yeah. So for today's topic, we're discussing what we love about the Fly Lady system and what we do not like and have kind of put to the side.
Yeah.
So let's start by, why don't you give us just a 2-minute breakdown of how the system works for anybody listening who might not know about the Fly Lady system.
Sure. Yeah. So the Fly Lady system is basically a system of keeping your house clean and organized, and not just your house, also yourself. It's broken down into 3 main categories. You've got daily routines, and that's broken down into morning and evening, things you repeat every single day. Then there's a daily focus, which are tasks dedicated to one day of the week, and they repeat weekly. So we've got daily repeating, weekly repeating. An example of that is on Tuesday, you're supposed to open your mail and go through your bills. Monday, you're supposed to do kind of a big clean of your whole house, things like that. And then you repeat that weekly. And then there's zone cleaning, which is where she kind of breaks the whole house into different sections and you tackle little sections kind of once a month. That's like a super quick explanation. Basically, it's just rotating daily, weekly, and monthly routines. Along with that, she has a website that you can follow along every single day. There are emails you can get onto, and then there's daily missions. There's a whole slew of things that involve the Fly Lady system, and I think that's really where people start to get bogged down and confused. They see that it's working for people, maybe a YouTuber or a friend or a blogger. They want to try it, but once they jump on the website, it's so overwhelming. Mm-hmm. There's new terminology to learn. There's all these different systems, all these different routines. It's just kind of a little bit too much, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think a lot of the schedules and like the, you know, what week is what and what day is what can become a bit too much. I mean, you're trying to get organized and it's just loading on that even more information, even more stuff to remember.
But it's not any different than any time you have to learn something new in your life, right? When you learn a new job, the first week or 2 or 3 months even can feel just crazy. Like, sometimes you feel like, how am I ever going to get this? You know, and then you've been there for 5 years and doing it in your sleep or having a coffee and listening to a podcast while you're doing the job that at one point was so hard.
Yeah.
So it does come around. But again, anything new takes time. And especially when it comes to things that are really outside of your wheelhouse, like for me, cleaning. And I think this is why YouTubers are so popular when they show the Fly Lady system or different cleaning systems, because you can watch it in real life played out, right? I really liked watching how Jen does it. She really had a good way of laying it out. And then Diane in Denmark had a really great video series of breaking it down.
Yeah, I remember hearing you and Mom talking about specifically how Jen does it. I don't know why that one. I remember, I think it was one of the first ones.
Yeah.
And you guys would just go on and on about watching her clean. And I was thinking, what? But now, and I think for a lot of people, it's quite normal to do that.
Oh, cleanfluencers, yeah. It's a whole genre on YouTube is cleanfluencing. And I think a lot of people watch it just to relax, and then a lot of people watch it to learn.
And to get motivated.
And to get motivated, totally. Okay, so Fly Lady System. I've got kind of a few questions here, and I think we should just both answer, because it's interesting always to hear it from kind of me, who I take the system quite far, and you, I know, just dabble.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a stay-at-home mom, and you're a working mom, so mm-hmm. two totally different perspectives. So what parts of the Fly Lady System do you regularly use?
I would say for me, the morning routine, I try, but it's nothing kind of like what your morning routine looks like. I just like to have certain things that I do every morning to kind of keep on top of things.
Did you have a morning routine before Fly Lady System that you would say, like, this is my morning routine?
Not really, and I think I've just added things in, like making my bed and unloading the dishwasher in the morning, things like that, that I would just kind of do whenever. Now I'm doing them in the morning almost every day.
Right. Okay.
So things like that. The other one I do try and do is the zone cleaning, and I do it nothing like the schedule that she has, but I do it in terms of just breaking my house into sections and just on this continuous loop of doing deep cleaning, because deep cleaning is something that I will let go if I don't keep on some kind of schedule.
Yeah. Totally.
Well, is her laundry, does she do it every day?
Yeah.
Okay, then, yeah, that was a huge one for me, too.
Yeah, a load of laundry changed. Day. Yeah, you're obsessed with that.
I pride myself on my laundry routine because I never have a buildup.
Yeah, no, I think that's really good.
So what about you? What are you using regularly? I mean, you're way more into it than me, so I'm curious to hear, like, do you do it all, or?
Yeah, so definitely I do not do it all, and I always mention this on my videos, you know, I don't do everything. You shouldn't try to do everything. Certainly don't do everything I do, and I'm not going to do everything you do. But parts that I do every day, like religiously, are the morning routine and the evening routine I attempt to do. Like, it's definitely in there, and I want to be doing it, but if anything's getting dropped, it's the evening. But I will say, no, I do it because I'm doing my dishes, cleaning up my kitchen before bed, things like that I would never have done before. My morning routine I live by. Like, I get up, I get dressed, which was a huge one for me. Mm-hmm. Get my dishes unloaded, start a load of laundry, things like that. So the routines, the daily stuff is huge. The other thing that I really like in the Fly Lady System is the daily focus. And I've always been really good with that since I started. Monday being a home blessing day. Tuesday is your bills. Wednesday, anti-procrastination day. I'm always looking around for something to do. Thursday, I don't like it being errands day. So that's always just kind of like free day for me. Or I used to call it self-care day, but basically I do nothing. And then Friday is car and bag day, which again is huge. And I always think, oh, it's Friday. May as well clean out my McDonald's wrappers from my car.
Well, right now you have a bit of a collection of trail mix going on. So
I know that mouse is going to come back. I got to clean that car. It's so bad. Anyways, so then the dailies and then the zone cleaning. And it's funny because I do use zone cleaning, but like you, I've completely modified it to fit my life. And I've said before, you know, do 15 minutes a day of zone cleaning, break it up, you know, do little bits. And that was really great when I first got started. But now that I'm kind of on a roll with it, I actually like to do just one day of zone cleaning a week, and I do the full hour all at once. I just find once I get on a roll, it's really hard for me to get motivated to clean. So once I get motivated, I like to just get it all done. So I do an hour. I don't get the whole zone done. I just do my hour and then I'm done for the week.
Well, and that might be where you might differ from me, where an hour of my day during the week is huge. You know, when I'm getting home from work at 5 o'clock, and I've only got a couple hours with my kids and then bedtime and then maybe an hour to myself, it is not being spent cleaning my baseboards, let me tell you that.
Right, yeah.
So, you know, you've got enough going on the weekends, because that's when I have to do kind of my, like, all-over house clean.
Sure, yeah.
So breaking up that zone cleaning into chunks is really important for me. Otherwise, you know, you don't have any time for yourself.
Yeah. So I would say that, yeah, I'm using most of the Fly Lady system. Are there parts of the system that you think you will always use, you've learned from Fly Lady, and you will never let go? Like, you're just clinging to them now.
Well, the laundry.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just like...
You're sold.
Yes. I could, like, I should start my own YouTube channel. I'm going to branch off from you and just be, like, the laundry lady.
The laundry lady. I like it.
I always brag about my laundry routine. But other than that...
You need a new laundry machine.
I need a new laundry machine.
So bad.
I've been talking about how I started with pliers for, like, 3 years.
I can't believe that's what you don't have. Oh, man.
But you know what? It works. But for me, yeah, the morning routines, keeping my kind of dishwasher emptied, starting, not letting like the dishes build up on my counters, those kind of things. I think just, yeah, keeping things at bay rather than letting them build up.
Yeah.
And then, you know, trying to like figure out how to get it back down. Build up, getting it down. Build up. It's just
panel, you know, cleaning.
Exactly. I'm just really trying to maintain.
Yes, I think that's a huge lesson.
What about you? What's like your biggest thing that you take away from the Flight Lady system?
So I would say there's three things. One is making my bed. And I guess I just cling to that one because it was the first habit that I actually adopted and made me feel so proud of myself for not being just an absolute slob. So making my bed, I'll always do it. Getting into a made bed, I don't know if there is a better feeling in the whole world. Number two is getting dressed and taking a little bit more better care of myself, putting on makeup, doing my hair. You're kind of looking at me because I know I look kind of gross right now, but I'm on vacation. But just, you know, getting out of pajamas, taking some pride in my appearance. That's been a huge change for me, especially after I had kids and I was basically living in jammies and forgetting to shower most days, which is really gross, but it was true.
Yeah, and I think we both need to be careful of falling into that trap, because for some reason, even our mom's not really like this, we, you know, self-care takes effort for both of us. Like, we're not those ones who go out to the grocery store like really nicely done up. Like, I might be like on that weird Walmart Facebook group somewhere. Like,
oh, I know. True. This is why I love the pandemic, because I could just wear a mask and a ponytail and a ball cap.
Maybe some sunglasses.
Some sunglasses. No one knew who I was. I never had to look nice. Anyways, back to taking care of ourselves. I don't actually want to wear a mask for the rest of my life. Anyways, they're getting dressed and kind of taking better care. And then the last one is doing dishes at night after dinner, not letting them get all crusty and tackling them in the morning. I don't even know why it took me this long to figure out that is like a huge game changer. Those are three things I will never, probably ever stop doing.
Yeah, finishing your dishes up after dinner is a big one, which saying it out loud seems very like common sense, but something neither of us did.
No.
Unless like you're talking about rice on the floor, neither of us have a dog in the house, so like I let that crust up way easier to just sweep up the next day.
Yeah. Well, we are getting a dog, so maybe I'll just like let her in for 5 minutes to quickly vacuum under the
your own cheap Roomba.
That's funny. Okay, so that's basically what we use, what we love about the Fly Lady system. What do you not use?
I guess everything else. I guess I don't really do like the system as it's designed in terms of like the weekly home blessing, this, I just take little small pieces.
Yeah.
And just having the ideas of, okay, I'm going to have better routines. I'm going to keep on top of things.
Use a timer.
Using a timer, things like that. And just, you know, maintaining my life and understanding that if I do it now and I keep things at bay, I will feel better, less stress, less chaotic.
Yeah. So you could say like you're using the Fly Lady philosophy versus the full Fly Lady system. That's okay. That makes sense. I like that.
And I go through phases sometimes when I'm just really off track. I'll kind of jump in and do a little bit more. And I do like printing off your printables because writing it down is really helpful.
Yeah.
I would say lots of the things like I've never even attempted to deal with the website. I mean, you'll probably talk about that a little bit more.
Oh, man.
I've heard some horror stories with emails, so I've never signed up for those. I do really like the ideas of the daily mission or the daily focus.
No, daily mission.
No.
Oh, daily focus.
The daily focus, where it's like every Monday you do this.
Right,
maybe I'll like stick to the mail thing. So maybe that's something I'd be interested in. But yeah, so a little bit of it, but not a lot.
Fair. I like that.
Yeah.
So for me, I use most of it, I would say, again, totally modified to meet my needs. And I think this is where a lot of people get hung up, is if it doesn't work for them as printed, they think it's not going to work. So definitely, like, take it with a grain of salt, make it work with your life. So I do everything in a way that works for me. But yeah, I don't do the daily mission. I don't get on the website every day. It is, a little bit dated and mostly just hard to find things. Once you know where things are, it's not too bad. But I think, again, for the beginner, it can be super overwhelming. There's a couple other things in the routines that I don't do. So they have 15 minutes of loving movement, which is meant to be like exercise, and then drinking water. And so for me, I just don't like combining my health routine and my cleaning routine into one. I like to keep them separate. So from Fly Lady, I mean, I obviously drink water and I like to do exercise, but I don't have it as part of my routine. But for the most part, I'm doing everything in the Fly Lady system, I would say, except for stuff that's, emails, daily mission, anything that I would have to check the website for.
Yeah. Well, and you've kind of switched up your zone cleaning schedule a bit to be what you call zone looping, right? And I mean,
right.
I would say if the biggest question we get on Facebook or YouTube, what zone is it? What zone is it? What zone is it this week? And it's like, oh, it's whatever zone you want to do, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Which one looks dirty? Do that zone.
Yeah.
Because the zone, for anybody who's listening who doesn't know, is where you break your house up into maybe, depending on the size, anywhere from like three to six zones, and that's what you focus on deep cleaning that week.
Yeah, so I think, like, and that leads into the next question, is what part of the Fly Lady system just doesn't make sense to you at all? And yeah, the timing of the zones and the way the zones are broken down, I don't think could be more complicated. It's so hard. I still, like, I think I could never do it. So what I've done instead for my system is, you know, you divide your house into however many zones you want. Fly Lady does 5. You could do 3, 2, 17, whatever you want. And then what I do is I loop through them. So once I'm finished zone 1 for a set period of time, I move to zone 2, zone 3. And then it just loops back to the beginning. Instead of starting at zone 1 at the beginning of every month, you just keep looping through. This works really well too if you were to, say, go on holiday for 3 weeks and come back. You're not skipping those 3 zones. You just start exactly where you left off. So it just, I think, helps you kind of hit all those areas of your house better too. Again, a lot of people start new routines and get motivated at the beginning of the month. I know for me, I've started zone 1 many a time. Meanwhile, poor zone 5 gets completely neglected. Right? Like, I have a super clean dining room, but the bedrooms, not so much. So I think the zone timing is something that if you're getting confused by it, just leave that behind.
And for me, like, because I'm busy, I just kind of zone clean when I can, and I just kind of keep on going through. It's not like this week is week 1 or zone 1, next week is zone 2. It's like, no, I'm just doing zone 1 till it's done, then I go to zone 2, and then when I'm done my 5 zones, I loop back to zone 1.
Yeah.
And start right back so that, like, you know, every few months the room is getting a deep clean.
Definitely. And I think that's the most important thing, is doing what makes sense to you and what works for you. The other thing that doesn't make sense, again, it's the emails and the website, because if you are not able to follow along to the T, they just feel a little bit arbitrary, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The emails can be really good, though, when you're first starting out. She's really motivational. She's got lots of nice things to say. So it is something you could get into, and a lot of people like them, but it's definitely not mandatory.
Mm-hmm. And do you know what I've heard is awesome, which I haven't checked out, but I know you have, is the app.
Oh, yeah. Mom has that.
Yeah.
I don't have the app. I like using my printable paper just because I like the way it's laid out a little bit better. But yeah, our mom has it. She had it since way before I even started, and she really likes it, I think.
Yeah, I hear lots of people talking and saying good things about the app.
Yeah, so there's lots of good things about the Fly Lady system. I obviously think it's fantastic. Do you think, or maybe this is maybe a better question for me because I know a lot more about it, but do you think it's the best cleaning system there is?
I don't know. And I mean, I think, for me, and I don't know if you think this is fair to say, that I'm naturally a bit cleaner than you.
Yeah.
I will get up and clean a dirty room just because it's dirty, whereas you need, like, a schedule to tell you to clean the room, not just looking at it and being like, hey, this is dirty, I should clean it. You're like, well, it's a time to clean my living room. Oh, yeah. Look at this. It's a disaster.
Like, oh, I'm Shrek. I would happily live in my dirty swamp. I didn't even realize I was messy. Like, it never bothers me until I'm living with someone, like a roommate or my parents or my husband, and they're like, excuse me, this is a problem for me. I literally could live in a mess.
Yeah, and I couldn't. And so for me, I've never really explored a lot of cleaning systems because the system that works best for me is, hey, my house is a mess and I don't like it, so I better clean it.
Yes, well, that's nice for you.
Well, yeah. And I mean, I said to you, like, a while ago when you were at my house, that I was like, do you see your problem here? Like, you did our kids' hair, and you were like, you did their hair, and it's just like, well, there's the brush, and they're like, it's just this trail behind you. I'm like, literally nothing has been put away, and I'm not good for it. Like, let's be clear, I am no clean freak, but I'm definitely better.
I know. It's just like, I think I just kind of, like, squirrel off to the next thing. And, like, it takes such a huge conscious effort for me to put things away after I've used them. And you're saying trail is exactly what our parents used to say. There's always this little trail behind you where you've been, Stephanie. So, yeah, no, I definitely need the system. I need the reminders. It's just really interesting to me, too, when people write and say, like, how could you not know how to do this? How is this not obvious to you? And I would just like to say, look, it's not obvious to me. It's never been obvious to me. And I know for a fact now there are a lot of people out there that it is not obvious to. And we have to work really hard to be clean people. You are not born with this at all.
Well, and it's not that you even don't know how to clean, because our parents were very big on us doing chores. So it's not even the fact that, like, you don't know how to clean a toilet or don't know how to, you know, clean properly. It's just...
I'm better at making a mess.
It doesn't, like, occur to you when your house is a mess that you should potentially do something about it. And, like,
I know. I'm such a disaster. Anyways.
But you're getting better.
Well, okay. I would say that, like, I'm getting better naturally, but also the system helps me kind of fake it till I make it.
Right. And you've built some routines and habits around that. But have you looked at... I mean, we talked about maybe doing a podcast experimenting with other systems. What systems have you looked at that you think might potentially have some benefits to you in them?
Right. Okay. So that's a really interesting question because the Fly Lady system is actually a newer kind of updated version of an older system called Sidetracked Home Executives. And they had a whole kind of system, and actually it was made by two sisters and they nicknamed themselves the Slob Sisters.
Which I know because when we came up with our podcast, lots of people are wondering if that was trademarked by them.
It's not. And it's all kind of like an homage to them, which is like the grandmother of the Fly Lady system. But yeah, so they had this kind of super complicated system with cue cards, which I think was, again, even more overwhelming. I have read their book. It's very interesting. It was very much revolving around keeping your husband happy, making sure there was a cocktail for him when he came home.
Something to burn.
Yeah. So there's that, which, I mean, you can take from it what you want. Then there's also the Clean Mama system, which a lot of people are really into.
And yeah, she I have heard of that one.
Yeah, so she has the morning routine, the evening routine, then she also has kind of a daily thing that you do. And I like the look of that one, but what really scared me off of that was if I was to miss a day, then what, my floors don't get clean for 2 weeks? That's why I kind of like Fly Lady. It's a little bit more gentle in terms of doing a bit every day. And then there's a system that I have been really read into a lot, and I call it the old school system. And this is when you are basically assigning a major task to each day. Mondays, you're baking. Tuesdays, you're doing laundry all day. Wednesdays, I can't remember how it goes, but apparently, like, worldwide, these were standard.
It's just, like, the daily focus on steroids?
Yeah, basically. And it's interesting because I've kind of been experimenting a little bit with the old school system and combining it with the Fly Lady system. I might have to talk about that later in my videos, but I think there's something to it. I mean, okay. It worked for 100 years. So in terms of the best system, I love the Fly Lady system. I think if you are new to cleaning or you're a mess like I am, it's the best place to start because it is so gentle and you can just take tiny little pieces, you know, and then apply them where you can. There's no need to jump full in with, you know, laundry day and you have to get everything done. You can just kind of start small and go slow, which has really become my mantra.
Yeah, I think that's what a lot of people find helpful with the Fly Lady system is it does take that gradual approach. And we found, I mean, I found it really easy to just kind of adapt it to my life.
Mm-hmm, definitely. So I think that's a good place to stop. I hope that if you're listening, that kind of answered some of your questions, maybe about the Fly Lady system, what works for us living totally different lives and how you can kind of jump in. You don't have to have a lot of experience and start small.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's fun to break it down and see. I mean, I kind of didn't realize some of the things that you were doing and weren't doing anymore. So it's a nice update, I think, for a lot of people and a reminder that even though Steph is kind of one of the big Fly Lady people, it's even not exactly fit for her. So
yeah, no, totally. Okay, let's wrap this up with a hilarious story and it's your turn.
Yeah, so I thought I would do a story that happened because I was messy and if I had just cleaned up and wasn't such a slob, it wouldn't have happened. So I feel like this has probably happened to almost everybody, but maybe not to the same degree. So this was in high school, grade 12, and it's happened to me once since, but not like this. I was walking, and this was when, like, pants were really tight. You know,
like
that
skinny
jeans were really popular, but they kind of had a flare on the bottom, so that was a bit of the change. But anyways, I had, like, the itchiest leg, like, my, like, mid-thigh. And I was just like, what is going on? Like, I'm so, like, I'm just like fiddling with my pants and I'm wearing these jeans all day. And then around like 2 p.m.
I hope there's underwear.
There was. But I didn't realize. Someone's like, we're in the hallway and there's like a huge group of us. Someone's like, there's something in your pants. And I have this huge lump in my leg.
How
and
did
I
you
think,
even notice?
Exactly. It's a mystery. So I reach up my pants and I kind of like, I'm like, well, what is this? What is this? Thinking, not in my head thinking, how could I possibly have a pair of dirty underwear in my pants this entire day? But no, out my leg, I pull a pair of dirty underwear out of my pants in front of like 20 people. Because clearly I was like, I'd take them off and they were just like nicely laid out for me to just like
step back in.
So yeah, it was awful. And I mean, it's happened to me again since.
What?
But I realized and was able to remove the underwear in private before retrieving them in front of a bunch of people. Just like, oh, but it's like one of those things that like, okay, you've never had that happen?
Well, I will tell you the other day.
most recently.
Last week. Last week. We don't have our dryer anymore because we're doing our reno, and so I had to do one load of laundry quickly, and I didn't even have my drying rack, so I just put them out on my deck to dry, and then I was barbecuing, and my contractor came out to talk to me, and I started talking to him. I talked to him for about 5 minutes before I realized there was a pair of underwear
on the barbecue. That could be embarrassing.
Okay.
Back to it.
Okay.
You were barbecuing.
It's barbecuing. Gosh, barbecue. Okay. Okay. So I had laid all the clothes out to dry, and our dining room table is out on our deck right now, because whatever. We were talking. He was on one side of the table, and I was on the other side. There was a pair of my underwear right on the table for like 5 minutes, like spread out drying. Literally, we're talking, and suddenly I'm like, oh my. And I reach over and just like push them off the table.
That didn't make it awkward.
Yeah, like he's not gonna notice or something. I'm like, why did he even bring attention to these underwear? Like, we're just, he's like, his hand could have touched them. We're both so close to them.
That reminds me of, have you ever seen like the YouTube video and it's a girl and she's like, I was wondering why my contractor's been looking at me strange for like 4 days, because she thought she had like put on her boyfriend's hoodie and kept like walking around with like the contractor's hoodie. And she put it on and kept like staring at her. And then she realized after like 3 days that she had been like lounging in the contractor's hoodie.
Oh, man.
Oh. Anyways.
Okay.
Well, that was three stories.
Three for one there. All right.
I think we're tired. We better go.
Okay, everyone, check your pants for tomorrow.
You never know.
Thanks for joining us on the podcast. Make sure to subscribe wherever you listen and leave us a comment and a little rating if you like.
And we're on YouTube now.
And we're on YouTube. We have the YouTube channel now. Just a lot of people were requesting that. So we put up a channel. You can listen to all the podcasts there.
Yes.
All right.
Alrighty.
I think that's it for us. Goodbye.
Bye, everyone.